Now, the United States has once again used drones to strike Afghanistan. Now, five people are confirmed dead and one's been injured. And local police say that the air attack targeted a moving vehicle in the eastern Nangarhar province. They say that those killed were Taliban militants, including a commander. The United States regularly carries out aerial assassination missions in Afghanistan, Yemen, Pakistan, and Somalia. Washington claims that the drones only target militants in their positions, but reports on the ground have shown that the victims have been civilians in most cases. We're joined out of Kabul now by Press TV correspondent Faiz Khorshid. Now, Faiz, can you give us the latest in this latest drone attack?
Well, this latest drone attack happened in Batikot village of Eastern Nangarhar province on the border with Pakistan, and it has been confirmed by Afghan officials in that part of this country. The police chief of Nangarhar city is telling us that five Taliban insurgents are dead and one of them is wounded. We have no word yet on this from the Taliban side. Taliban often do not comment on their casualties, but we see that Nangarhar and also neighboring Nuristan province have become the scene of much more U.S. drone operations in the last 2 weeks. And the U.S. military men are saying that these drone operations usually cause Taliban casualties, but the victims of these drone strikes have been both Taliban insurgents and also civilians. To the Afghan people, it doesn't matter whether it is drone strikes or Afghan forces that kill Taliban insurgents. But when civilians are killed by such U.S. operations, people come to the streets and they start chanting slogans against the U.S. military presence in their country. Now, the Afghan government also understands the public anger over civilian casualties, particularly by U.S. drone operations. Therefore, the Afghan government is now trying to build up its air force to stop and prevent such sad events in this country.
All right. Well, thanks a lot there for your input there, Faiz. That's our Press TV correspondent, Faiz Khorshid, reporting out of Kabul.